SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we'll be giving you some quick facts and precautionary measures. And later, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. It is reported that one in every 21 women will develop cancer in her lifetime. And not only that, breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in Jamaican women over age 25. The risk of breast cancer increases when you are over 50, have a family history of breast cancer, have your first child after age 30, have never had children, and are obese, meaning you weigh 40% more than your ideal body weight. Here are some quick tips that should help reduce your risk of getting breast cancer. Limit exposure to exhaust from vehicles or generators. Use ventilation fan while cooking and limit how much burned or charred food you eat. Do not buy furniture with polyurethane foam. Polyurethane is an extremely durable and flexible synthetic material. Or ask for furniture that has not been treated with flame retardants. Avoid stain-resistant rugs, furniture, and fabrics. You must do your breast self-exam at the same time each month and have your clinical examination done by a physician regularly. Also, if you are 40 and over, you must get a mammogram twice a year.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if your actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness. Restore the justice.
We're doing the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. The International Proxy Parents, IPP, will be having its annual International Bazaar in the gardens of the Pegasus Hotel, New Kingston, on Saturday, November 8, starting at 10 a.m. Proceeds in aid of Children's Homes and the Point Hill Basic School in St. Catherine. Call 754-4019 or 410-0257 for details. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, last month, we have a little grandson there. 3 years old, you know. And when I was there, I hear him singing this song. And I said, but I couldn't tell when I hear such a song. And I just went around and, you know, joined in with him. You sing, and you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like you're going wrong. So, when if 10 reach on you, you have to go around and get somebody from 1-200. Well, that's my favorite place.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.